Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Mom Mindset, your daily dose of real talk and affirmations for navigating motherhood and life with a little more grace and sanity. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood mom whisperer, here to help you unpack all the messy, glorious, sometimes chaotic joys of being a parent. Today, we're diving into something super important. Attachment issues. Ever feel like your kid is glued to your hip? Or maybe you're constantly worried about leaving them behind, even for a quick errand. Well, trust me, you're not alone. Attachment issues are super common, and understanding them can be a game changer for both you and your little one. So let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that I swear will make a difference. First, attachment is essential. It's literally the foundation of our emotional development as humans. Think about it. From the moment we're born, we crave connection with our caregivers. That secure bond gives us a sense of safety and belonging, which helps us explore the world with confidence. When that foundation isn't solid, well, things can get a little bumpy. Next, different attachment styles. Just like fingerprints, every person develops their own unique attachment style based on their early experiences. Some kids are naturally more clingy, while others are more independent. And guess what? That's totally okay. It doesn't mean one is better than the other. It just means they have different needs and ways of showing love. Early experiences matter. You know that saying, it takes a village? Well, it's truer than ever when it comes to attachment. Consistent, loving care from caregivers in those early years is crucial for shaping secure attachments. If a child experiences neglect, trauma, or inconsistent parenting, it can lead to insecure attachment styles, which can manifest in different ways as they grow. Recognize the signs. Feeling like you're constantly walking on eggshells. Is your little one prone to meltdowns when separated from you, even for short periods? These could be signs of an insecure attachment style. But remember, understanding these behaviors doesn't mean labeling your child. It just means we can start addressing them with more compassion and awareness. Finally, you've got this. The good news is, even if you're dealing with some attachment challenges, there are tons of things you can do to build a stronger, more secure bond with your child. It takes patience, consistency, and a whole lot of love, but it's definitely worth it. Okay, let's paint the picture. Imagine this. You're at the grocery store trying to grab a few essentials. Suddenly, your 4-year-old decides that checkout line is the perfect time for a full-blown meltdown because you didn't buy them a sparkly unicorn toy because, hello, budget constraints. Now, some parents might react with frustration or even guilt, but we're going for a different approach here. Think about it. That meltdown isn't actually about the unicorn, it's about your child feeling secure and safe in that moment. Maybe they are overwhelmed by the sensory overload of the store or just missing that extra reassurance from you. So, what do you do? Instead of getting caught up in the drama, take a deep breath, get down to their level, and offer some loving comfort. Tell them you understand they are feeling frustrated and reassure them that you're right there with them. Sometimes, just acknowledging their feelings and offering that sense of connection can be all it takes to calm things down. Remember, building secure attachments is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. But by understanding the dynamics of attachment, being patient with ourselves and our kids, and prioritizing that loving connection, we can create a foundation for healthy relationships that last a lifetime. All right, Mama Bears, let's recap. We learned that attachment is fundamental to our well-being. Different styles are perfectly normal. Early experiences shape those styles. Recognizing the signs helps us understand what's going on. And most importantly, you've got this. So take these key takeaways, sprinkle them into your daily life, and watch the magic happen. Remember, you're not just raising a child, you're shaping a human being. And that's pretty powerful stuff. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you experienced any attachment challenges with your little ones? Share your stories, tips, and triumphs in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where we can learn, grow, and embrace this crazy, beautiful journey together. Until next time, keep shining bright, Mama.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.